This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Pfizer wins, right? Pfizer made it first, and Great Britain is going to already start vaccinating tomorrow. Moderna vaccine is still doing well. Moderna vaccine is going to also be distributed to America. We're going to get our Pfizer vaccine soon. Hopefully we'll see AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson and Inovio and Sanofi follow. But, you know, we knew Pfizer would kind of make it first, and Pfizer had their act together. With Great Britain starting out with 800,000 doses, many people are concerned that that's all they're going to get for the time being. From what we understand, Pfizer their health officials in the UK have assured them that more are coming each week. What we have to kind of realize is, you know, these vaccines are kind of a hot commodity. People are calling them liquid gold. Where apparently when they did have to start to distribute the vaccines to get them where they need to be, in the UK they're going to start vaccinating people in nursing homes and health professionals. They couldn't be in a van, you know, that said Pfizer, you know, we beat you. Okay, they're unmarked lorries. They're trucks that you wouldn't expect would have the vaccine. And from what we understand, there are crime syndicates licking their chops, salivating, waiting to hijack some of these suckers. We're really in a very, very crazy world. And to think that everything is going to go along perfectly without a hitch is being naive. But the British, they got it. They're on it. And so they plan to start their max vaccination as of tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 8th in America. We're supposed to be receiving approval by the 10th. From what I understand, they are reviewing the data. People have accused Great Britain of rushing it. There's always critics, you know, and Great Britain said, look, we reviewed the data. You know, people say, well, you know, is Pfizer a British company? So did Britain get seniority? Pfizer is owned by multiple countries, shall we say. They have a headquarters in New York. They have Pfizer, I believe, was developed in America back, I think, in the 1800s. I need to double check the history of Pfizer. So I don't think this was a, you know, we prefer the British over America. And, you know, I don't think this had to do with, you know, where people stood on taxation without representation and the Boston Tea Party. All right. I think it's because, you know, Britain was ready. They have a smaller population. I mean, they've been on this. They have, you know, more. It's a smaller country. They have, what, 70 million people, you know, compared to our 360 million. So it was, from what we understand, it was doable. But still, if they only have 800,000 doses, that's only 400,000 people now slated to get the shot. What is going to be fascinating about this is we are going to see science in the making. So for those people wanting to know about, well, all right, you know, are people going to have side effects? Are people going to come back for that second shot? How are they going to trace, right, you know, how that person did long term? Well, remember, this isn't supposed to be a phase 3 clinical trial. This is now supposed to be an approved vaccine. But hopefully they will still be continuing the science, and I'm sure they will, where, you know, they have the people to track, because that person has to come back for their second shot 28 days later, 21 or 28 days later. So we'll be able to see what happens from a side effect standpoint, from a compliance standpoint, how many people do come back for the next shot, or did they end up wasting a lot of the vaccines? or if they're going to be transparent with the debt or not is a whole other issue. And then, of course, the immunity and how efficacious it was. So, you know, we're going to be just a week behind, you know, maybe at the most from what happens to the UK. But, you know, what a way to, you know, learn more about where we're going and how this is going to work than to actually finally already start doing it. So, you know, we have an issue with getting people on board. You know, we've heard about, I don't know if you guys heard, but over the weekend, I believe at least half of the New York City Fire Department are not really planning on getting the vaccine. Now, media outlets were accusing them of being uneducated and there being a lack of education because they said many of the firefighters, you know, had already had COVID, and actually 35% of the firefighters had had COVID. So they said those firefighters thought they were already immune. I don't know if that's the case. You know, the average firefighter is very well educated and, you know, very under, you know, I think they know what's going on. I think when you hear many of these little, you know, snippets of news where, you know, people aren't going to get the vaccine or some people, you know, are declining it or whatever, that isn't an education issue. I think, especially when it's in the medical community, that's a lack of trust. And so how do we regain their trust? You know, we screwed up with the masks, you know, going back and forth with the masks. And we're going to talk about, you know, one doctor, his license has now been suspended because of his, you know, approach to masks. And so, you know, people are like, okay, well, look, you know, if the doctors and the first responders can't all agree, you know, you want me to sign up for something that, you know, still hasn't been tested and we haven't seen it in the real world. So, you know, we in the medical community are going to have our hands full trying to re-engage and, you know, try to rebuild the trust and faith, you know, of people when they've been just hit with fake news and, you know, hit with sensationalist media and, you know, people going after their, you know, presidential candidate of choice, and they're not going to believe the headlines and they're going to go look to the doctors. And when you have, or medical professionals, when you have medical professionals split on where we are with masks, where we are with vaccines, it's not good, you know. So doctors do need to come up on a united front, and we're going to talk about why doctors aren't on a united front with this. But we'll see what happens with Great Britain. You know, power to them. You know, God save the Queen. Long live the Queen. I'm really excited about, you know, them being able to move forward. It is an exciting time. I think it's a crucial time. I think we're going to learn a lot, and you know, power to them. And you know, I can't wait for us to get this, you know, thing approved, and you know, we'd be able to move forward. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you, Elvis, and thank you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. And, you know, thanks to our founding fathers and mothers making this great country and this great republic. We're in trouble, people. And I know this next segment is not going to be the most popular, and I know it's going to kind of shock some of you, but you know how you always hear that New York City is due for a big earthquake, or, you know, the Pacific Northwest is due for an earthquake, or there's supposed to be a drought, or there's supposed to be whatever. Well, we've been predicted, and we're supposed to be overdue for the democracy falling apart and a revolution happening in America. And we've been doing a damn good job trying to keep it. But in the events that have happened in the last 11 months, many people are questioning if the predictions are going to come true. So an Alexander Fraser Teitler, I believe he lived in late 1700s, early 1800s, had done this treatise, and we've discussed this on the show before, where they had he had discussed, as well as I believe another scholar, Tocqueville, I have to double check how to pronounce his name, had discussed how the average democracy only lives about 200 years. And again, we've far exceeded that. But they say there's a reason why democracies don't last. Now, what is a democracy? Well, we in America, we live in a republic. And in a republic, we are ruled by the people. So the people decide to rule. We don't have a monarch. And the system of government that allows us to rule is the democracy. We get to vote. We might have a representative democracy where we vote for representatives to enact our rule. But we're the rulers. We're the ones making the decisions. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second, I just lost my business. You're telling me I have control over this? You're supposed to. In America, we're supposed to have that control. That's what a democracy is. Again, we have a representative democracy because we are voting in, we are electing people to represent our votes. When we vote in President Trump, or we vote in Joe Biden, or in my neck of the woods, Governor Sisolak, or Governor Reynolds. Now, we are there supposed to represent us. There's a majority rules. Not everybody's going to get their choice. In a democracy, majority rules. And that's how our elections and the Electoral College was designed. So this Teitler, who was Scottish, had predicted, doesn't last more than 200 years. Why? Well, because sometimes people might vote somebody in who's going to open up the treasury, give out a lot of money. People are going to like that money, start getting dependent, you know, kind of like on, you know, your drug dealer. That person ends up getting into control. That person ends up realizing they have that control, takes over and becomes a dictator or monarch. Another reason, and I've discussed this, but I got to read it, all right? It's because what ends up happening is they say that the nations progress through a sequence from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, abundance to selfishness, selfishness to becoming complacent, from complacent to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and then from dependence back to bondage. So how does that relate to COVID, and how does that relate to what's going on here? Well, I'm definitely seeing some apathy. I'm seeing some apathy from people who have jobs and are kind of liking working from home, and, you know, we're starting to see some dependence, and we're starting to see some revolutionary little sparks from people who don't feel like they have their voice, and they feel like they elected somebody that is not carrying out what they want, their rule. And so this starts to become very perilous in terms of a democracy, because we think we voted in. We think we had an election that was fair. Half the country thinks the election was right on, fair. Other half of the election, other half of the country thinks, no, there was fraud. So when we start to kind of shake on if the country agrees on the electoral process being fair, that starts to shatter some faith. But with COVID alone, you know, we're running into some issues where people are not feeling we are living in a republic or in a democracy. Now, I understand this is under the guise of public health. You know, we have a virus that is killing people. Hospitals are overwhelmed. You know where I stand. I agree it's a deadly virus. I agree this virus is very, very scary. I agree we have to take some public health measures. I just don't think it's Taco Bell's fault. I don't think it's the Quarter Bakery's fault. I don't think people need to be punished. So what ends up happening in a society is groups of people that elected somebody and did their part in a democracy start getting punished. Now, what examples of democracies falling apart and leading to a dictator do we have? Well, we have Ghana, Iraq, Hitler, Hitler was, that was a voting, that was a vote. Well, maybe they didn't vote for him, but they voted for his predecessor. But they, that, there is a democracy within Germany. Dictators do come into play. This doesn't have to just be something from ancient civilizations. And this keeps getting predicted over and over and over again. Now, I've been watching how people reacted to President Obama's executive orders and President Trump's executive orders. And many people who felt wronged by the system were like, yeah, let him do it. I don't mind if he becomes, I don't mind. Let him, you know, let him overstep. Executive order away. So people were looking at President Obama or President Trump as the savior to get us out of whatever sort of bondage we felt we were in. Do people feel like they are currently in bondage right now? Well, those, like I said, that are still making salary and they're at home and they're like, you know what, I could live like this for a while. No, they don't. They're fine. They're loving our republic. They're loving our democracy. But those who have taken 20 years to build a business or build a restaurant, busting their butts to, you know, get a name, get a quality, get a crew, and to have that all wiped out. And people say, oh, these restaurants can bounce back, or these companies can bounce back, because once they can open back up, for any of you in the restaurant business, nah, it doesn't work that way. If you lose that habit, if you lose those people because they moved to somewhere else for work, if you lose that name, that recognition, that sort of consumer trend, you're done for. So all that work, all those years of building something, gone in a second. All these people out here that have lost their business, that have lost their careers, and they don't have any control, they feel they're in bondage right now. So who is going to be the one that is going to elevate and be the quote-unquote savior, or be the person that is going to promise they're going to fix things? And when a democracy falls apart, it's not an accident. It's not a, oh, you know what, you know, we goofed, we, you know. It's because there are people on purpose that want that savior. They want that person. I heard it. I heard it with Obama and I heard it with Trump. People are like, good, let him make these decisions. Let him come in and fix things. And I'm not accusing anybody of being a dictator, but I am accusing the American public of wanting something that they don't realize they're asking for. And I'm hearing time and time again, somebody wants a person to come in and fix this situation. And that is allowing a prime opportunity for a dictator to come in. Now, people will say, but wait a second, but if you want the person to come in, if you want this person to take over, then they're going to be nice to you. No. I can't tell you how many times I saw people I helped, you know, elevate to a role, and damn, they turned on a dime. And once they got that power, they changed. I've seen others not change with the power, but I mean, I never thought that could happen. I was so naive, and now I'm jaded. I don't trust anybody who seems to be, look, I'm for you guys, because remember, you know, the average politician can coax you, they can stroke you the right way, and you're like, okay, you know what, I trust that person. So will it be the Democrats or the Republicans to pick the first possible dictator? Well, it all depends on who is feeling like the democracy is not helping him. Who is feeling jaded by the system? So I think we need to really rethink what we're doing, because we're getting a lot of people right now back in the bondage phase. And when that happens, you're going to start seeing people ask for a revolution. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go ahead.
Comes supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Michigan judge has approved an investigation into political voting machine fraud. The Trump legal team is reviewing Dominion voting machines in Michigan after a state judge issued a decision to allow them to. The order was issued on Friday and it permits forensic photos to be taken of the 22 precinct tabulators in Antrim County. 85% of Californians are in severe lockdowns issued by Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. Business leaders in the state say the cure is going to kill what remains of small business. The sheriff of Riverside County outside Los Angeles has ordered his department to not enforce lockdown restrictions on residents. After closing all schools on November 18th for 2.5 weeks due to rising China virus cases in New York City, Mayor de Blasio ordered a reopening Monday for pre-K, K through 5, and students with disabilities. De Blasio also ordered random in-school testing of 20% of staff and students weekly. USA Radio News. The Virginia Military Institute in Lexington, Kentucky began work Monday to remove a prominent statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. VMI's board voted to remove the statue in late October after the Washington Post published a story that described an atmosphere of hostility and cultural insensitivity at VMI. In case you're keeping score, a fourth monolith, similar to the ones found in Utah, California, and Romania, was discovered Sunday on the Isle of Wight off the south coast of England. A 29-year-old man said he was walking his dog with his fiance on the island's Compton Beach when he came across a silver structure. A group called the Most Famous Artists have claimed credit for the U.S. sculptures.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The lame were leaving, the dumb were speaking, the brave in all the land.
Mary, did you know?
I love this song.
Your baby boy.
Oh, it's so pretty. All right, so let me get this one started. Our next story, welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show.
1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Let me get this next one. This is going to be also another. And I apologize, guys. I want to give you guys more happy topics. But
many of these are your questions that we're trying to address. So
One of the biggest things I get asked is, why aren't doctors all on the same page when it comes to masks, when it comes to COVID, when it comes to vaccine, and my nose running? I think a lot of people are on the same page with my nose running. I need to blow my nose. I'm not going to blow my nose on air because I just don't know what's going to fly out of it. I'm really pro-boogers. I think the way to kind of fight this whole COVID virus is to give everybody boogers. Some nice, you know, juicy anti-COVID boogers. Honestly, if you guys need a business idea, let's develop boogers. So an Oregon doctor got his license suspended, and this ticked a lot of doctors off. This got a lot of people nervous. But this doctor got his license suspended because he was at a Trump rally. I don't know if it was a Trump rally, but it was a Stop the Steal rally. And he was voicing his aversion to mask rules, calling it Ronamania, and how he does not ascribe to wearing masks. Obviously, there was concern because it appeared, and stories are saying that he doesn't have a staff wear masks that could put them at risk. Obviously, there was an allegation that he had his patients take off their mask when they were in the office. Well, now, mind you, when I have to examine somebody's mouth, I do have them remove the mask. But it obviously brought some concern, and the medical licensing board in Oregon decided to investigate, and they have suspended his license. Now, this is starting to make doctors a little nervous because you have two types of doctors out there, and they're not wrong and they're not right. All right? You have the doctors out there that are maybe a little bit more liberal with our advice because we want to go with the flow and support a narrative from our, shall we say, medical powers that be. So when people say, you know, look, you know, you need to 6 feet social distance, you know, so you don't get a bug, or you don't, you know, you need to, like, you know, wear a mask or face covering. A lot of doctors, you know, are like, you know what, you know, it's a barrier. Like me, I support a barrier. I'm not excited about what I see a lot of people wear, but you know what, I'll go with the flow. You know, I'll support, you know, there being some sort of a barrier, because I believe in the barrier, and I believe in what a lot of our medical experts are telling us. Not everything, but you know what, I'm going to go with the flow. You have other doctors that are like, look, okay, the science is science. If the coronavirus is anywhere between 50 to 200 nanometers or micro, nanometers or in terms of size, and the average surgical mask can barely block 300, then we don't want to lie to our patients. Tell them the truth. That many of their face coverings, like this doctor, Dr. Stephen LaTulip, he had said it's like putting up a chain link fence to stop a mosquito. So the reason why some of us doctors are a little nervous here is because, you know, we were trained in medical school to not lie, to not BS. And the science is science. You're either pregnant or you're not. You're either diabetic or you're not. You either have risks for heart disease or you're not. So either that gator mask covering protects you or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, it's our job to tell you guys that it doesn't. So when I hear doctors say, look, you know, Dahlia, come on, man, the masks, I'm like, I know a lot of them aren't protective, but, you know, we're trying to do the best we can with a virus that we don't know a lot of. And personally, I have benefited from some sort of barrier. I don't like people spitting on me. And to me, you know, I think whatever facial covering I'm wearing still will offer some protection. So you have some of us doctors going, well, any protection is great. And you have other doctors going, but, you know, people need to deserve, you know, people deserve to know what the facts are. So this is why we don't really have wrong doctors and right doctors. Yeah, you got some idiots out there, you know, when we hear about the sexual assault, or, you know, if we do have doctors out there telling patients to go outside and, you know, not wear a mask and not social distancing, you know, that might be taking it too far. But when somebody says that the average facial covering is not really, you know, managing the 50 micro or 200 nano micrometer size of the, you know, COVID particle, I mean, can you blame them? They're not really wrong. So the reason why doctors aren't all on the same page as this is because it all depends on where their beliefs are. If their beliefs are, look, I'm going to give my patients the science, and when I read this article and it says this doesn't work or this works, I'm going to give them that. Same thing with hydroxychloroquine. There are doctors that are telling me, look, I gave this to the patients and it works. I believe you. You know, and I agree how those doctors don't want to say hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. When they see proof that it works, they want to tell people. They're not being bad people. They're doing exactly what they're trained to do. They're trained to tell people that they think there's medicine out there as an outpatient that works. But you also, patients also need to know the other side. If there have been side effects, and there has been the science, and there have been studies showing hydroxychloroquine might hurt, you know, or cause an abnormal heart rhythm, or induce a heart attack, that needs to be out there too. So, you know, I am a doctor that wants to give you guys the facts. And I have been giving you guys the facts. Thank God I have a radio show. Thank God I have a platform. I have a fantastic network that is allowing me to give you guys the facts as I get them. I'll give you my opinion and I'll tell you when it's, you know, an opinion of mine. But, you know, if there's a study that says this and there's another study that says that, I'm going to tell you guys what both studies do. I'm not going to, you know, try to push a medical agenda. You know, I mean, I'll tell you what I think. And I want you guys having the honest truth. But if I have to pick a side, you know, with the no masks or the masks, even though I agree with there being some, you know, very faulty logic to some of the things people are wearing that have been sitting in their car or wet with ketchup and not clean, you know, I mean, even though I agree that a lot of the masks the people are wearing probably aren't doing jack diddly squat, I am of the side of, you want to know what? The more barriers until we figure this out, the better. However, you will never get me to say, I want businesses shutting down. I want businesses completely, you know, going bankrupt. I want people losing their jobs. Kids are committing. One kid committed suicide on Zoom. The students didn't see, but while he was on virtual class, I mean, I'm not going to agree there. But, you know, if the CDC and Dr. Fauci, you know, want us to still kind of promote, you know, social distancing and mask measures, you know, I think it hurts economy, but in terms of the medical narrative, you know, I'm going to lean more towards supporting that. But what do we do? How do we get doctors all on the same page? We don't have doctors all on the same page with the vaccine. All right? I'm excited that we have a vaccine. I think it's fantastic. I think the vaccine is going to help save lives. I think we have some promising data with the vaccine. Do I think we need to force everybody to get it? No, I'm not a fan of mandatory vaccines. I don't really think that's in our Constitution. I don't think you're allowed to make somebody get something that they don't want. Do I think that we need everybody on board for herd immunity? I do. Do I think that's possible? No, because a lot of people don't want to get the vaccine. So we have some doctors saying we need to do mandatory vaccine. We need to line everybody up. We need to make sure every single person gets a vaccine. You have others going, wait a second here. You know, so, you know, can we wait and get more data? So unfortunately, it's going to still be a while till you have the medical community make one final, have a united front. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, America's mayor is currently in the hospital fighting COVID. 76-year-old Rudy Giuliani, President Donald Trump's personal attorney, is now hospitalized after testing positive for COVID-19. Apparently, Giuliani has confirmed his positive diagnosis. He tweeted that he's getting great care, feeling good, but we don't have a lot of other additional details about his condition. When we first heard over the weekend that he was COVID positive, we didn't know if it was, well, he just tested COVID positive or was he sick and actually fighting a COVID infection. And then we found out that he was actually in the hospital. So we don't really have too many details. You know, people are concerned. They've been accusing him of crisscrossing the country in recent weeks to advance Trump's claims of election fraud. Apparently, the Arizona State Legislature, where Giuliani was last week, has been closed for the upcoming week over COVID-19 concerns. And so, you know, we are in a COVID pandemic, and, you know, it was only a matter of time that before the vaccine, you know, starts to become more widespread. I think the majority of us are going to be exposed or have been exposed or, you know, so, you know, Godspeed. I hope he does well. I hope he is able to overcome. Of course, you know, people are trying to use this as a weapon against those who, you know, want to, you know, still investigate what's going on and what had happened with the election. No, there was video footage of Giuliani not wearing masks. Most of what I saw, he was wearing a mask, but apparently there's footage of him taking pictures with people. I don't know if that's old footage or if it's recent footage. But, you know, still, like I said before, I do recommend people being cautious because you just don't know how COVID is going to affect you. And it's frustrating everybody, and I'm with you on that. Also, I'm really, really frustrated by why we still don't have a lot of answers as to, you know, what is being done about many of these allegations that have, you know, suggested fraud. Well, some movement has happened where a Michigan judge has allowed a probe of the Dominion voting machines. Trump campaign attorney Jenna Ellis said that the results of the investigation could come in as early as 48 hours. So a Michigan judge is allowing a forensic investigation of 22 Dominion vote tabulation machines in rural Antrim County amid claims that the votes were compromised. Now, Trump attorneys have celebrated the decision, but this case might not be directly related to the presidential contest. It might not be able to overturn results in Michigan. However, if they do prove that these are faulty and there is avenue for fraud, that could be something that the Trump team could take to the Supreme Court, saying that the system that was used in the election was tainted, therefore we can't trust it completely. Not sure if things will go that way because there just doesn't seem to follow that sort of logic, I guess. So from what Jenna Ellis had told Fox and Friends on Sunday morning, that our team is going to be able to go in this morning at about 8:30 and we'll be there for about 8 hours to conduct the forensic examination, and we'll have the results in about 48 hours, and that'll tell us a lot about these machines. Now, Rudy Giuliani had tweeted, I believe, before the news of the COVID hospitalization, that this is a big win for actually no this might have actually been no yeah this was before he said this is a big win for honest elections. Antrim County Judge of Michigan orders forensic examination of 22 Dominion voting machines. This is where the quote untrustworthy Dominion machine flipped 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden. Spiking of votes by Dominion happened all over the state, he said. So Antrim County spokesperson Jeremy Scott said forensic images will be taken from county precinct tabulations or tabulators used in the November 3rd election. According to the Detroit Free Press, Fox News said Scott asked Scott what role the Trump campaign legal team has in the process, and he didn't immediately respond. So this order from Judge Kevin Elsenheimer, according to Fox News, stems from the challenge made by voter William Bailey, who alleged that these ballots were damaged during a recounting of ballots in a village marijuana proposal that narrowly passed. So his order didn't really mention the presidential race, but it did, obviously, you know, draw some controversy.
because I guess an error initially showed that President-elect Joe Biden won, even though Trump was later shown to have won by several thousand votes. So the county clerk, who was, I believe, a Republican, corrected the error, saying it was a result of human error. Election officials said the Dominion vote tabulation machines operated properly. Now, in other contested states, we're being told that the recounts have found no evidence of issues with their machines or software. So, you know, this has probably been one of the most exhausting and frustrating elections, because the reason why this, I think, does deserve the attention it's getting, many people are like, move on, everybody move on, is because this election was not done like all the other elections. Now, the other elections is you went to the voting, you went to the, you know, the poll, the booth. You know, it was a software that was hopefully vetted. There were a certain percentage of absentee ballots, small percentage, you know, to help our veterans and those who couldn't, you know, make it to the polls. And that's how elections were done all the way up through 2016. All of a sudden, things changed. New software. New machines, mail-in ballots. This was a different election. For people to say, look, whatever happened November 4th, that's it. Case closed. Well, what about what happened November 3rd? November 3rd, it seemed to be, one president, and I get people are saying, the mail-in ballots are mostly Democrat. So I how do you know the mail-in ballots are mostly Democrat? So when elections were called, and you saw in video footage, you know, people emptied out, you know, the video or the vote boxes to bring to either City Hall or do whatever with them. How do you know who these were for? You know, and so whether you're Democrat or Republican, you allow fraud to happen. If fraud did happen, it's going to then happen to you. I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen enough of these movies where somebody is friends with the bad guy. And they're like, you know what? If I could be buddy-buddy with the bad guy, I'll be good. The bad guy always turns on that person, too. You know? I mean, you know, we have to be united about, you know, for a fair election process. And if this software wasn't vetted, if there are allegations that the software is run by people that have an interest in the election, if there's allegations that there were goofs, if there's proof that the mail-in ballots allowed fraud to happen on any scale, again, it means that this was not an election that was done by the people. Remember, as I opened with the show, we're a republic. We as a republic mean the people rule, not a monarch, not one entity. We as a people rule. We vote. We have a system, a democratic system, democracy. And if we find out that our votes are tainted, we find out that our votes can be manipulated, no matter what side you're on, that means we're not in a democracy and we do a do-over. And we make sure our voting system is exactly the way we intended it to be. If we weren't ready for the election because of COVID, you don't do a half-ass election. You then either postpone it or you wait until you vet something. And I mean, before the election even happened, we saw there were issues with the Postal Service and the ballots. We knew going into this. Nobody wanted to, you know, put the election off and, oh, the election has to happen. The Olympics could be put off. Weddings could be put off. People's lives can be put off. People's careers can be crashed. But nope. An election that hasn't been vetted and with, you know, with the process being tried and trialed, nope, that had to move on. And that's why we're here where we are today. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.